Palmer. Hit by Smica. It's in! It's in! Vladimir Smica! 2 goals in 2 minutes for Liverpool!
In his final appearance for Liverpool, Vladimir Smica scored one goal and converted a penalty as the club came from 3-0 down to beat AC Milan in the 2005 Champions League final. Without question, one of the most dramatic football matches that's ever been played. The Czech player had started what became the game of his career as a substitute, but was sent on after half an hour when a teammate got injured. Looking back over 4 years later, Vladimir Smica remembers his reaction when Liverpool manager Rafa Benitez told him he was going on.
Well, I was very happy because, Benitez, he knew that I'm leaving Anfield, and I was very surprised that he picked me to go and play, and I knew it's my last game for Liverpool. I said, okay, now you have to do your best because it's the final. We were already losing 1-0 down, and of course I wanted to win the trophy, and so I was very happy to play, and I wanted to do well.
Many people regard that as the greatest game of football that has ever been played. Liverpool were losing 3-0 at half-time. In the second half, they came back and it was 3-3. Then they ended up going to penalties. You scored a goal and you scored a penalty in that game. Do you remember the goal?
Yes, of course I remember that goal because it was one of the most memorable goals for me in my career. And Didi Hamann just gave me the pass and I tried to hit the ball as quick as I can because I had no much time, and it went through, I think, Milan Baroš, and then Dida was shot, fortunately.
When it came to penalties, did you volunteer? Did Benitez tell you to take it?
No, he came to me and asked me if I'd like to take it, and I said yes, I'd like to take the penalty because I felt fine in the game, you know, and I had already 32 years. I thought, okay, now it's going to be like my maturity. Now I must show my what I have learned in 6 years here in Liverpool. So I didn't want to leave the responsibility for anybody else. I wanted to take the penalty, and I was glad to say that. You know, sometimes you can feel you don't feel right, you don't feel. But at that moment, I feel okay. I will score.
Since that time, have you watched the game many times? Have you watched the highlights many times?
Yes, I showed that to my son. I've got a son, he's 6 now, so sometimes I show him that game, but he's still too young. But this game is a few times on TV, very often. Not few times, very often, because it was really memorable game and very great game, a good game for fans, I think. It was something fantastic, reaction, emotions. And at home, not that very often. I'm not, you know, it's already 5 years, it's 4 years.
After the game, you could see on TV you were celebrating. You and Milan Baroš were together. And I think he was shouting, "Mama, though, we have it." What were you shouting?
Yes, I was shouting same thing. We have it, Chicho, because Chicho is a nickname for Patrick Berger, and because we phoned with him before the game, and he said if you win that we have to say something on TV, so we say it.
And that was your last game for Liverpool. How do you look back now on your 6 years at Liverpool?
I'm very proud that I played for one of the real biggest club in the world, and the 6 years, I know I could have done better because, as I said, very often I had injuries, and I think that stopped me to show my best more regularly or more constant, you know. But at the end, I think, as I said, I am proud. I won a lot of trophies. What only disappointed is we didn't win the league, you know, which is. Now I think most important thing for Liverpool fans, would they like to one day to win, and hopefully it will arrive soon.
You spent 1 year then in France and then came back here to Slavia. What had changed in Czech football in those years when you were away?
I think our league, it's a little bit younger. I think a lot of quality players really playing abroad. I think our league, it's not bad, but I think really we are lacking a little bit the quality of the best players. Before, when I was playing, nearly all the big players were still playing in the Czech league. Now it changed really. As any young player is good, then he moved to abroad to play for England or English team or Spanish team and German team. So I think we are a little bit lacking these good young players.
The last couple of years have seen some problems with discipline with the Czech international team, with drinking and girls and that kind of thing. Do you think the current generation is different from your generation, which was Poborský, Nedvěd and so on?
Yes, of course, before we went to have a beer as well, you know, but I think, yes, now the new generation, you know, with the old stuff, with all the computers, internet, the Facebook and all this stuff, it's definitely changed and they are different and, don't know, hopefully...
But have things maybe become too easy for those younger players?
Of course, everything is much easier than it was for us, you know, because I think even for us it was more difficult to move abroad. Now, really, you can make a few good games and then you go.
I have a theory that Czech footballers are the greatest ambassadors for the Czech Republic and that, for example, Petr Cech or Pavel Nedvěd are better known than any Czech politicians. Do you think there's truth in that?
Yes, I think definitely, because I think we are a small country, but those players, as you said, are really famous, are very, very good professionals, very good players, and I am happy that they show that we are here, we are still on the map, you know, the Czech Republic, and we got a little bit same with the ice hockey players, they playing in NHL in America, and I think because of them, some people knows where is Czech Republic.
You yourself, you're now 36. You've had several operations over the years, including recently, or rather this year, you had a knee operation. I was reading somewhere that your plan is to get fit and come back so you can say goodbye to football on the field of play.
Yes, definitely. That's definitely only one reason why I am just trained now, and I'm trained doing the training things, and that's why I'm trying to go last time on the pitch, because I think it's quite sad for me to say it from the hospital or from my home, say, okay, I finished my career, I'd like to do that on the pitch.
And after you do that on the pitch, what's next for Vladimír Šmicer?
I got few possibilities. I think I got good offer from Slavia to stay here working for the club, or I may go and do the work for the Czech Federation, because the new chief Ivan Hašek offered me a good possibility working with the first team, with national team as a manager, so not as a coach, of course it's different in England, but to do the things behind the scene.
Czech footballer Vladimír Šmicer, and he was talking there to Ian Willoughby. And if you enjoyed that,